Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Pure Land Handbook, A Mahayana Buddhist. Approach to Death and Rebirth by Master Yonghua is an introductory practice guide to Mahayana Pure Land Buddhism written for in English. Speaking audience, it explains the Pure Land Dharma Door, a major Buddhist tradition in East Asia that centers on aspiration for rebirth in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land as a supportive environment for continued cultivation toward awakening. In a plain instructive style, the book aims to correct common misunderstandings that Pure Land practice is either simplistic or only devotional, presenting it instead as a structured path that includes ethics, mindfulness, and sustained daily practice. Drawing on the author's background in the Mahayana tradition and his connection to the teaching lineage of Master Xuanhua, the handbook emphasizes practical training and personal responsibility while also outlining the doctrinal basis for Pure Land. It includes closing reflections plus a question and answer section and a glossary to help readers navigate key terms and ideas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, introducing the Pure Land Dharma Door for Western practitioners. A central contribution of the book is its effort to translate a large and culturally embedded tradition into a format that Western beginners can approach without assuming prior knowledge. Master Yonghua frames Pure Land as a complete Mahayana method rather than a niche practice, explaining why it became widespread in Asia and why it can function as a realistic path for laypeople. The handbook repeatedly situates Pure Land within broader Buddhist training, so readers are encouraged to understand it as more than name recitation alone. At the same time, the author addresses common misperceptions that Pure Land is passive, merely faith-based, or disconnected from the rest of Buddhist cultivation. Instead, the book portrays it as a disciplined approach with clear aims, obstacles, and supports. This orientation matters because many English language introductions either romanticize Pure Land as effortless salvation or reduce it to historical study. Here, the emphasis is on how a practitioner can actually take up the Dharma Door in daily life, with accessible explanations of vocabulary and practice expectations. The inclusion of a glossary and a question and answer section reinforces the book's role as a bridge text for newcomers who need both clarity and a workable starting point. Secondly, death, rebirth, and the purpose of seeking rebirth in Amitabha's Pure Land. The handbook focuses strongly on death and rebirth, because Pure Land practice is often framed as preparation for the transition at the end of life and the direction of one's next rebirth. Master Yonghua explains the basic Pure Land aspiration to be reborn in Amitabha's Pure Land, described as an exceptionally supportive environment for further cultivation. Rather than treating rebirth as an abstract doctrine, the book presents it as a practical motivation that shapes conduct, priorities, and consistency in practice. This is one reason the text can feel urgent. It ties spiritual training to the unpredictability of death and the need to prepare while one still has time and clarity. The Pure Land goal is not presented as an escape from practice, but as a means to continue the path under better conditions, emphasizing that the endpoint remains awakening in the Mahayana sense. Readers therefore encounter Pure Land as a way to align daily cultivation with a long-term trajectory, integrating ethical living, mental training, and heartfelt aspiration by putting death and rebirth at the center. The book also invites reflection on what constitutes a good death in Buddhist terms and what kinds of habits and mental tendencies one is cultivating right now. Thirdly, step-by-step cultivation and daily practice orientation. Another key topic is the book's practical, step-by-step presentation of how to cultivate within the Pure Land tradition. Reviews and summaries commonly note that Master Yonghua offers concrete guidance and explains what it takes to practice, which positions the handbook as more than an inspirational overview. The emphasis is on sustained effort and sincerity, encouraging readers to move from occasional interest to regular cultivation. Although the book is not a rigid program with a single schedule for everyone, it repeatedly highlights fundamentals that can be applied by lay practitioners committing to practice, reducing unwholesome behavior, and maintaining continuity in one's training. This approach also reflects a broader Mahayana sensibility in which practice includes moral discipline, mindfulness, and a willingness to transform habitual patterns, not only devotional recitation, a distinctive feature as reflected in reader responses, is that the author can be direct and admonishing, using warnings and strong encouragement to push the practitioner toward seriousness. For some readers, this candor is motivating because it clarifies expectations and avoids vague reassurance. For others, it may feel demanding. Either way, the book is consistent in presenting Pure Land as something one actively cultivates, with practical explanations meant to help newcomers understand how to begin and how to keep going. Fourthly, lineage and a Mahayana framing linked to Master Xuanhua. The handbook explicitly places its teaching within a Mahayana framework and is associated with the lineage of Master Xuanhua. a major figure in bringing Chinese Mahayana Buddhism to Western audiences in the 20th century. This lineage context matters because it shapes how Pure Land is explained and what kinds of supporting practices are emphasized. Rather than treating Pure Land as isolated from other Mahayana methods, the book aligns it with a broader path of cultivation and vows, presenting Pure Land as one Dharma door among others, yet especially accessible and widely practiced. The lineage framing also communicates a concern for authenticity and correct understanding, which is part of the author's stated aim to correct misperceptions. In practical terms, readers can expect a perspective that values traditional Mahayana priorities such as cultivation, discipline, and the aspiration to benefit beings, even when the immediate topic is rebirth in the Pure Land. This approach can be helpful for readers who want Pure Land to feel fully Buddhist in a classical sense rather than a detached devotional religion. It can also challenge readers who are looking primarily for a minimal practice. By emphasizing a Mahayana lineage and a complete path orientation, the book positions Pure Land not as an easy alternative to training, but as a method embedded in the wider Mahayana vision. Lastly, clarifying misunderstandings and debates about effort, accessibility, and compassion. A recurring discussion around the book concerns its strong emphasis on personal effort and cultivation. Some readers praise this as a needed corrective to the idea that Pure Land practice is automatic or requires no inner transformation. The book stresses sincerity and the seriousness of practice, and it uses admonitions to counter complacency. At the same time, reader reactions show that this emphasis can raise questions about accessibility, especially for beginners who have heard Pure Land described as open to people of many capacities. Some discussions interpret the book's demands as discouraging, particularly if they appear to imply that a high level of concentration or meditative attainment is necessary. Others worry that an effort-forward presentation can seem to downplay the compassionate dimension associated with Amitabha and the traditional emphasis on reliance on the Buddhas. Vows. The value of the handbook is that it forces readers to examine their assumptions about what Pure Land practice entails and to consider the balance between faith, aspiration, and discipline cultivation. Even when readers disagree with the tone, the book prompts a serious conversation about how Pure Land should be practiced. What expectations are realistic, and how to maintain confidence without turning practice into either self-powered striving alone or passive hoping. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want a practical and traditional-minded introduction to Mahayana Pure Land Buddhism, especially those who feel that many English language presentations are either overly academic or too vague about what practice requires. Newcomers who appreciate clear expectations and direct guidance can benefit from the step-by-step orientation, the emphasis on sincerity, and the attempt to connect Pure Land aspiration to everyday conduct. It is also useful for lay Buddhists who want a framework for contemplating death and rebirth in a way that supports long-term cultivation rather than fear or superstition. Readers who are primarily seeking a gentle devotional overview may find the tone more challenging, since the author often stresses effort and seriousness, and some readers perceive that as discouraging. As a result, it may work best when read alongside other reputable Pure Land materials, allowing a practitioner to triangulate how different teachers express the relationship between one's own cultivation and Amitabha's compassionate support. What helps the handbook stand out in its category is its combination of accessibility, practical instruction, and traditional expository voice, including warnings and clarifications that many introductory guides omit. The question and answer material and glossary also make it a workable reference for building basic Pure Land literacy while staying anchored in a Mahayana practice perspective. If you would like to support Master Yang Hua, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.